Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, when we take a word in the Bible, we expound on it. And I've shared so many times that when I was going and getting my degree on theology and I was in Bible school, I love the W. Vine's Expository Dictionary. I was fascinated that somebody had taken every word from Genesis to Revelation and expounded on it, where it was used, why it was used, what it was used for. Is it a noun? Is it a verb? Is it an adverb? Is it describing something? And I was fascinated. So when I started teaching high school kids 40 years ago, I would take a word every now and then, and I would just give seven or eight scriptures for it. God, I'm going to let you know what this one word means, because all the words in the Bible are important. We'll just pull one word out. And if you only get 60 words this year, at least you know that of the thousands of words in the Bible, they're all important. Because if these 60 have all this definition, what do the rest have? So make your mind, you're going to study the Word of God. You're going to meditate in it day and night, and that way you'll prosper and have good success. So think on these things, whatever is lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, the good report. Think on these things. Don't think on the other things. The other things try to exalt themselves against the knowledge of the Word of God. So let's get in the Word of God. So the word today is the word anger. That's used a lot. Nobody likes angry people. Anger is not a good thing. So the word anger, A-N-G-E-R, Ephesians 4:26. These scriptures, they're all out of the New Living Translation. Ephesians 4:26, and don't sin by letting anger control you. If you let anger control you, you're sinning. You're mad all the time. You're yelling. You're throwing stuff. You're cussing. You're hollering. You're out of control. That's anger, and that bears no good fruit. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. Don't let the sun go down in your wrath. They did that in so many old movies. I don't care with your spouse. I don't care what you're mad about, what it is, what they said about you, your dad, your mom. You need to get that settled before the sun goes down. You said, sugar, I love you. I'm sorry I got mad. I'm sorry you got mad. I love you. I forgive you. Even that don't ask forgiveness. I love you. Let's just hug and go to sleep. And don't let the sun go down your head. Don't stay mad, because it gets worse the next day and worse the next day. And that's why God said, don't let the sun go down in your wrath. Ooh, that's so good. Psalm 4, verse 4. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Think about it overnight. Remain silent. Keep your mouth shut. Because if you got bad thoughts that come out of your mouth, it's going to produce a bad crop. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Oh, that's so good. Psalm 138, verse 7. Though I am surrounded by troubles, you will protect me from the anger of my enemies. Though I am surrounded by troubles, you, God, will protect me. You will protect me. Oh, my goodness. From the anger of my enemies. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. Okay, who hates you? God loves you. He'll reach out his hand and he'll protect you. I can't keep somebody from hating me. If somebody wants to hate me, that's up to between them and God. But I didn't do anything. But I'm not going to hold that against you. I'm not going to hold that against you. No, you're not going to get me to get angry about that. I'm going to let that thing go. Though I'm surrounded by troubles, you will protect me from the anger of my enemies. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. Power of whose right hand? God. Ooh, that's so good. Proverbs 15, verse 1. A gentle answer deflects anger. But harsh words make tempers flare. I used to tell my kids, speak softly. Speak slowly. Because loud words, harsh words, are going to stir up a mess. And you don't want that. Speak softly. A soft answer turns away wrath. Keep a smile on your face. Hey, we need to visit. I think we got some problems here we need to fix. Smile when you talk. Well, I'll do it right now. I'm mad. Don't do that. That's just going to stir up a hornet's nest. Don't do that. So a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. Proverbs 25:23. As surely as the north wind brings rain, a gossiping tongue causes anger. Now, we're not talking about gossiping today, but I've done one word study on gossiping before. It's bad. All gossip is bad. Everything that gossip is bad. Gossip brings nothing good. gossip will bring hell into your life. Don't gossip. Hey, do you know what I heard about them? Did you know what I heard? You need to go to, if you got something against somebody, Matthew 18:19, he says, you need to go to them one-on-one and deal with them. Don't share bad stuff about somebody without going to them. Don't become a tattletale running them in the back alley or in the locker room or in the hallway or at the water fountain or by the coffee pot. Don't share stuff that's none of your business. Let your yes be yes, your no be no, for all that's received from the evil one. That's really good. Proverbs 29:8. Mockers can get a whole town agitated, but the wise will calm anger. Mockers get a whole town agitated. One doofus can stir up a whole crowd of people because people don't think. People don't ever think for themselves. They want somebody else to think for them. So it says, mockers can get a whole town agitated, but the wise will calm anger. You need to be the person that calms everybody. Hey, it's all calmed down. We got an answer. We'll figure this out. Stay calm. Stay calm. Proverbs 29:11. Fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. Fools vent their anger. I don't tell what I think, how I feel. We don't want to know that. So this, the wise quietly hold it back. Hold what back? Their anger. You mad? Mm-hmm. You going to share anything? No. Not going to do any good? No. Do you like what happened? No. You upset? Probably. You going to say anything? No. I'm not going to give any fuel to the fire. That's good. Proverbs 30:33. As the beating of cream yields butter, and striking the nose causes bleeding, so stirring up anger causes quarrels. Well, that's about the most commonest thing I've ever heard. Let's say it again. As the beating of cream yields butter. We had a butter churn when I was a kid, grew up in the country. Milked cows, come down to a milk house, and we had a butter churn. And some of the milk we're going to filter out with drink from the mills. Some we're going to make butter out of. We had a butter churn. And you stir it up, and it produces butter. I mean real butter. It was good. As the medium cream yields butter, and the striking of the nose causes bleeding. You ever get in a foul on the playground? You ever had your nose whopped? Well, it'll bleed because you're not supposed to be whopping each other in the nose. And stirring up anger causes quarrels. Where'd the quarrel come from? Somebody let their mouth loose, made somebody else mad. You shouldn't have said anything. But like this, the last one, Ecclesiastes 7:9. Ecclesiastes 7:9. Control your temper, for anger labels you a fool. Anger labels you a fool. I'll tell you what I think. Well, everybody's going to think you're an idiot. They won't say it to your face. They're going to talk about you on the way home. They'll talk about you at the water fountain. You let your mouth run all the time. They're talking about you. Talking about you in the bathroom, in the hallway. They're talking because you let your mouth run all the time. Let your yes be yes, your no be no, for all else proceed from the evil one. A soft answer turns away wrath. Be the one people want to come to get help, not somebody that want to gossip all the time. So, anger. God, it's a powerful weapon. Don't let it control you. Soft answer. Soft answer. Think on these things, guys. God bless you. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.